Welcome to the Resound Worship Songwriting Podcast, episode 133. I'm Joel Payne.
I'm Sam Hargreaves.
And this is a podcast to equip and inspire grassroots songwriters serving their local church and beyond. In this episode, we will be launching the new season, the 2025-26 edition of the 12 Song Challenge.
Oh yeah, baby!
With everything you need to know, and we'll be setting the very first challenge for April. How exciting is that?
Wickedly exciting.
It's good, isn't it? Does it feel like a long time since we did the 12 Song Challenge, or has it come around very quickly?
It's come really quickly.
Yeah.
Is this the seventh? I keep thinking it's the seventh, but I'm not sure I'm right.
I saw someone said that today, but I think it was you. So I've just assumed you're right. Seven seasons. What's seven 12s?
A lot.
Yeah. Somebody said today they'd done the last four and they felt they needed to have one off. And I thought that's very biblical, isn't it? Because in the book of Leviticus, after 49 years, you need to have a year of Jubilee. So I think after 48 is fine. But if you have a rest from the 12 Song Challenge, you also have to give back any land you've bought.
And any CCLI you've accrued.
Any CCLI, yeah. I think that'd be good. I think that's good. Sorry about squeaking. I trapped my chair on my cable. So, we finished the last season at the end of December. We like to have 3 months off before we leap back in. And we're raring to go. But in those 3 months,
You've not been resting on your laurels, have you, Joel?
No, I have not.
Your laurels are exhausted.
My laurels are gently wilting. My laurels are longing for spring. No, but we've done some fun things, you and I, Sam. We did a thing, which we haven't mentioned in other places, but we were part of a little gang of songwriters on a project called Boundless, which was organised by London Institute of Contemporary Christianity, good friends of Sam and therefore friends of the show.
Yep.
Tell us what it's about, Sam.
Well, it's about songs for kind of whole life discipleship. So songs that don't just concern themselves with churchy things as much as, you know, God and church is obviously all important, but also says actually God cares about our work, God cares about our homes, God cares about politics and society. And so we'd gone to this retreat last year, a couple of days. We had some time where we got to look around Parliament in London, which was amazing. Mm. And then write a bunch of songs with a bunch of songwriters, and then they recorded six of them.
Yeah, I think so.
About a month ago. Yeah. And it was a really, really fun evening.
Was fun, wasn't it?
It was particularly fun because Joel was mostly there to shake an egg.
let's get this right. To mime shaking an egg.
To mime shaking an egg, to pretend to be
an
egg.
I got an email saying, we'd like you to sing on this one. With Philippa Hanna and Noel Robinson, who are just two of the most extraordinary singers. And I emailed back saying, oh, that's very kind. I really don't think you want me to do that. Could I mime shaking an egg or something instead? To which I got a reply, oh, that's funny, because Matt Weeks, who is of this parish, but was also producing on that one, had said only the day before, I could do with someone to mime shaking an egg on this one so I can add it afterwards. So in the first song, I'm standing there. You'll see this on the video. I'm shaking my egg. There's a mic. They actually plugged a lead into the mic. And I really thought at one point, maybe they'll just plug it in just in case I'm in time. But it just trails off right the back. In the end, I did end up singing because I was allowed to just sort of join in the chorus and stuff. And you did.
But the funny thing was, at the end, because we finished reasonably early, and then we sort of reprised one of the songs. And then basically, Philippa Hanna was kind of taken over by the spirit and basically improvised an extra sort of 15 minutes on this song.
Well, also, she had Noel with her as well, who could not resist.
No.
He's like, hang on a minute, I'm in. I'm doing
and
this
so
bit.
You thought you just there to shake an egg, but in fact, you ended up on this like 20-minute extended improvisation.
And I didn't know what to do with my hands all the way through. Yeah, I'm used to having an instrument. Anyway, it was really good fun. Do you know, I mean, a few things struck me. One was, it was great. The songs covering this sort of diverse range of themes was really good. When we do stuff with Resound, we turn up with all our own mics, we plug them in.
Yeah.
I've got a couple of old cameras, we do our best. Here we had like the full film crew, the lighting, the and you know, there were, it seemed like dozens of people making this thing happen. But what I will say, and then gathered a crowd of, I don't know, 30 people, something like that, to sing with us. But actually, the sense of atmosphere in the room...
Yeah,
with all this stuff, actually made it feel really special. It had a real sense of atmosphere, didn't it? And I loved singing the songs with the people who'd gathered, who clearly had listened to them in advance.
Yeah, it was a genuine sense of kind of worshiping together, people being excited about the songs.
Yeah,
I think they're going to look really. I've seen a few little tiny clips and stuff, and I think they're going to look and sound really good, and I think it's going to make a difference.
Yeah. Yeah, well, we also, we've released a few songs at the beginning of this year. We had three songs on the theme of the Holy Spirit, which we had kind of gathered. They sort of arrived more or less at the same time. And so we thought, oh, this would be a great little collection to put out, because it's hard to find songs on the theme of the Spirit, I find.
Yeah.
So that's really nice. And one of them was, we'll play it at the end of the show, but was by somebody who got involved in the 12 Song Challenge, has been coming to the Wydell Retreats. And really nice to do that. And so we actually recorded those when we were on tour promoting the Downcast Souls Expectant Hearts album. We just had one day where we managed to get there a bit early and spent the afternoon, once we plugged in our instruments and our mics and all the rest of it, we just turned in to face each other and recorded some songs. And it actually came out really nicely. It was quite a nice way of doing it.
That's a self-perpetuating machine, isn't it?
Basically,
if you're always recording on the road, so then you have to go out and promote the Spirit songs, and then you can record the next lot when you're on tour. It's like a...
It's perfect, isn't it?
Spinning straw into gold.
Which, in fact, we did last... Well, not quite. So the other thing we did was about 3 weeks ago, I got in touch with Sam and Matt Weeks and said, I just feel like we need to... Can we write something for the church to sing right now? Because the world is going a bit bonkers and... it's very difficult for us to solve all the problems, but maybe we can write something to sing. And we very quickly rustled up a sort of prayer for peace type song. And then because we were doing the tour, we thought, well, this actually fits really well in the lament side of things. So we sang it every night. We recorded it. We just put it straight out to share with churches.
Yeah, that's great. It's really good. 12 Song
Challenge. Welcome to the new season of the 12 Song Challenge.
Yeah, and especially welcome if this is your first time listening to the podcast, because you've never done the challenge before, you've never listened to the podcast before, and you've jumped in here. Welcome.
Welcome. In fact, why don't you, we'll give a little pause now. Why don't you, if you're new, do a little whoop. Welcome. Yeah! I think that was great, all those whoops. Have I minimised your sentiment? I thought that might be quite nice.
No, I thought it was lovely.
Really good. It's great. We love having new people. This is a community. You know, we talk about, strangely, the 12 Song Challenge is like a program. It's an event. It's a season. But really, it's a community of people who gather.
Amen.
And they just gather. We gather around this thing because it's helpful to us. 12 months, 12 songs. That's all you've got to do. Sounds easy, doesn't it?
Easy peasy.
So let's just talk you through it. If you haven't signed up yet, if you're listening to this randomly and you think, what is this thing? Head to 12songchallenge.org, but you're about to hear all about it. 12 songs. The goal is to have a go at writing something new every month. This is about a discipline of creativity. In some ways, the songs aren't even the goal. They're a nice byproduct if they spin out of this and work well, but it's the discipline of creativity. So what we want from you is to write something new every month. So we might flash up a theme and you think, oh, I wrote a great song on that, I'll post that. No. That's great, but it's all about a rhythm of new creativity. So every month, try something new. That something new can be a 9-verse hymn, it can be a 2-verse couplet, it can be anything in between. It's just about having a go and seeing where you get to.
Absolutely. We also say that the aim is to be congregational.
Mm.
And that's always a little bit controversial because someone will say, well, what do you mean by congregational? It's congregational in my setting or yeah. whatever. And so we're not trying to kind of restrict people by that. And we're not also talking about a particular style of yeah. song. It will depend on your context. It will depend on what you're intending. And also, it's true that sometimes, as try as you might, you'll start to write a song and it'll take on a life of its own. And suddenly you're thinking, oh, hang on, I could probably perform this or someone could perform this. I'm not quite sure my congregation could sing it. But it's still a good aim because it just gives us some parameters. So I think, Joel, you like to say that in a congregational song, the congregation is the most important voice.
Yeah.
So maybe that's a baseline to be thinking about is this about a performer singing? Is this about a band looking really good? If so, maybe you're going slightly down the wrong route. But if the congregation is the most important voice, then that's a pretty good yardstick. Yeah.
Brilliant. Whatever that looks like in your context. All of this happens in Song Club, which is our online platform to house the 12 Song Challenge. We've developed it specially over the last few years because we couldn't really find anything else that would sufficiently do the things that we wanted it to do. So to get to Song Club, you need to register for the challenge. Once you're registered, you need to log in at 12songchallenge.org. You'll see a little label at the top that says Song Club. You can head there and you will find, well, it'll take you into the clubhouse, what we call the clubhouse. And we picture it a bit like this. There's a central clubhouse and then there are different rooms that come off the clubhouse, like writing rooms. So in April, we all head into the April room and in other rooms, nobody heads into the changing rooms. I don't know. They might.
Let's not create one of those.
So these various different rooms where you can, and occasionally we make a special room for a special project or other stuff that's happening. But that's the kind of idea. That's how we picture it.
Now, when you go in, one of the first things you're going to want to do is to put stuff on your profile.
Yeah.
I think you can leave most of that blank, but it would be a little bit strange.
Yeah.
And it does help us to kind of get to know one another quickly. So things like a profile picture, I think you can put some information about where you're from, what you do. You're just more likely to get some interaction if you put some information in there.
Yeah. And it's kind of, you know, you can choose whether it shows your email address or not and so on. And I think sometimes if you're new, you might feel like, oh, I don't know. And then after a while, actually, I want these people to be able to contact me. I know that I feel more favorably inclined towards people where there's a picture and feels like there's a real person there. On the first day of the month, so this will happen on the 1st of April, which is when this podcast is appearing. So today. But on the first
no joke
of any month. Oh yeah, that's it. How do we get around this fact that everybody is going to think the 12 song challenge is just a joke?
Just to live with that job.
Yeah, I think so. We will set a challenge. You'll get a sense of what that is in a moment, that kind of thing. It's a theme or style or other things. We'll set that challenge by sending you an email. We'll put it on Song Club and it will be in the top of when you go to the new room, it's there in the information. We'll talk about it on the podcast every month. And then, as well as that, sometimes people chat about it in the Facebook group and other things. You then have until the end of that month to post a song. And as I said, it can be a scratchy little idea, or it can be, you know, really well developed. But I will probably say this a couple of times. The earlier you post it, the more likely you are to get some feedback.
Yeah, absolutely. Also, you're going to want to probably post a recording of it. Now, you don't have to post a recording, especially we'll talk a bit later about if you're just a lyricist or only a lyricist. And some people do post up a score.
Yep.
Generally, I would say you're probably going to get more feedback if you can do some sort of recording. And really that can be anything. And we would probably primarily encourage you to do something pretty basic.
Yeah.
So I think the for me, the easiest way is to go to the voice notes on my phone, click record and record something. And I generally find that I get good feedback on that. Now, if you're somebody that your recording studio is part of your process, that that's just how you do it. Maybe you don't confident about your voice, but you like to kind of layer things up. That is absolutely fine. But there are a few drawbacks with that.
Yeah.
One of them is sometimes people are reticent to critique something that sounds quite finished.
Yeah.
So be aware of that. Also, sometimes people can just feel a bit intimidated if something is sounding amazing from the beginning. And so, again, they may not engage with your song as much. But, you know, it really is horses for courses. We don't want to hold anyone back from what they, how they do it and what they like to do. But there is sometimes just a bit of courage required to just post something that's a little bit warts and all.
Yeah.
And actually, maybe that's part of the journey is to, okay, I know this doesn't sound good, but here it is. And, yeah. and that can just be part of it.
Yeah, really good. While you are there, or actually you can do this beforehand, we want you to go and find other songs and put some constructive comments on them. We'll talk about in a minute about how specifically you could do that. In order to complete the challenge, you'll need to post a song a month and you will need to constructively comment on 3 other songs per month. When you think about that, it doesn't sound like very much. But if we all do it, it means everybody's getting constructive feedback on their songs. The more you do, the more people are likely to seek out your songs as well. But yep. don't be silly about it. You can't do them all. No. So don't try. No one expects you to comment on every song. There's a minimum of 3. But find your sweet spot somewhere in the middle.
Yeah, absolutely. Also, you have something called a team, which is a kind of informal grouping. And we really just introduced that because as the challenge grew, it started to get really daunting because you'd see hundreds of songs posted and you'd be like, oh my goodness, where do I start? And so our answer to that is we'll start with your team. So you'll see on Song Club, you can click down the left-hand side. There's just a list of your you can go to your team, and then that's just a good place to start. You are really free to look at all the songs that are on there. You're free to post and comment on any of the songs that are on there, but the teams are useful. And you've got also a team captain and a team vice captain, and they're not there with the responsibility to comment on everyone's songs. They don't have all the right answers.
No.
Don't take their comment with any extra weight or go, oh my goodness, my team captain didn't comment on my song this month. Does that mean they hate me?
Yeah.
It's not about that at all. That's not their job. They're there to make sure that everyone is doing okay, just to kind of watch over the group, set some tone in the way that they comment. But this is a community. It's not a kind of top-down thing. So don't sort of see the captains as anything else. Yeah. We were talking about them the other day as like sort of player managers, which I think is a football phrase I don't really understand. But basically people who are kind of involved and are kind of setting the tone.
But if you don't if you don't perform well, they're going to sub you out and bring someone else in. It's close enough, Sam. It's close enough.
Good. Sporty sports.
You'll also, if you look on the members list, you'll see all the labels of different people's team names. We'll tell you next month, if you haven't yet worked it out, what the theme is. We always have a theme for the names of the teams. So you may be wondering why you have a particular name for your team. Mine is called Eccles. What's yours called, Sam?
Stilton.
Come on. That should be enough to tell you if you're UK-based. If you're just a words writer or a tune writer, did we already say this? We started to touch on it.
Vaguely, yeah.
Yeah, but if you want to just write a tune, that's okay. Bit inspired, and someone else would probably come along and say, oh, I like that, I might try putting some words to it. Or you could take another text that you know. And likewise, if you want to write some words, you'll find over the course of the thing that people begin to join in, and we really do encourage collaboration. So collaboration and co-writes are encouraged. We don't organize them formally. It's just something that bubbles up from amongst the community as you get to know each other. I think it's important to say that a co-write is only a co-write when you've agreed to do a co-write.
Amen.
That's right, isn't it? Because we have a basic rule in this that everybody offers suggestions and critiques and comments freely. And it's not one of those situations where Sam's written a song and I say, I think you should put that line in the past tense and then I get 10% of the royalties.
Or even you might come in and say, here's an entire verse idea. And I might say, brilliant, I'm going to use that. That doesn't, in our world, in Resound 12 Song Challenge world, I have, Joel has offered that freely.
Yeah.
For me to use or not use.
Yeah.
And then it's mine. It's not a sense of like, well, this is a co-write now, because unless you have that conversation,
yeah,
where you say, shall we do a co-write? And then it becomes a shared thing.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I've done, like, I do that, don't I, for you, Sam?
Yeah, absolutely.
True story. I'm gonna get my solicitor onto you. I'm not. Don't worry. I'm not.
This is all my best songs are about 80% Joel Payne.
This is my job. It's fine. Can I say as well, one song per month. So the thing about, unless you're in co-writes with different people and, you know, work it out between you, but we can't have everyone posting more than one song a month, because otherwise it is absolutely bonkers.
Yep. And just a couple of golden rules. Please be kind. Be generous and be constructive. We are a diverse community. There's going to be people on there with theological differences to you, church differences, worship differences, political differences. And we are a kind, generous and constructive community. So, yeah, just think about that when you're posting. Offer things kind of, sometimes what people will say, in my context, or... oh, from my perspective, this, but, you know, and we just need to really honour that, because, yeah, we're not about getting into big arguments. We're not about trying to fix one another. We are different. We're the body of Christ. And I think that's honouring to God.
Yeah, we're the body of Christ, so live with it. Okay, so, Sam, we're going to set a theme. How do you get started on a monthly challenge?
I will... possibly do a bit of what you and I call foraging.
Yeah.
So possibly like have a little read around Bible passages, or read a bit of a book, or watch a bit of a video, or someone might suggest a podcast, or we tend to try and give some sort of stimuli, don't we, in the podcast. So there might be an interview that we put out with somebody that sometimes is a stimulus. So I'll try and do a bit of that first. And then for me, I just sort of start like, sort of jamming around it, just sort of play, often kind of set my phone going and just kind of mess around with maybe a phrase, maybe have the Bible open in front of me and try and sing out that thing, but just kind of generate a bunch of ideas, and then ideally just leave a bit of time and come back to that recording and go, oh, what was good there, and then develop it from there, and then sort of work it up a bit, but try not to work it up too much before I post it.
I think I'm probably similar. It's that foraging thing is you just got to find a bit more than just the single idea. I think I pretty much always try to find a scripture. And I'm going to say that's not because I'm holy. It's because I'm not very imaginative. And fortunately, those two things can dovetail nicely. But I try to find a scripture because I haven't got anything to say a lot of the time. So I want to try and find something that's already been said and work with that. And then it often just comes down to a key phrase, I think, and a key phrase which sort of sings itself, which begins to lead to a musical idea. And one trick I have found over the years that really helps me, because I'm way slower than you on this, aren't I, Sam? You always get yours up before me. And I quite like to sometimes just set a drum beat going. So you can do this like just drum beat, YouTube, you'll find them, they're just different tempos, and get it playing and then start singing along to that. And I find... somehow that just gives me security to begin singing, and then I begin to find my way into a song. I mean, other times, hey, I might all come pouring out, but very often that is my approach. And lots of people will be saying, don't you pray at the beginning? So yes, that is also a fantastic way to do it. But I suppose what I just want to say about that, yes, pray, but remember this is a discipline, this is an exercise. So yes, pray, but don't start it as if this is going to be for the world to sing and therefore I must have the Lord's anointing on it. Start it as in, I'm going to try something. Pray as you go along. Let me do whatever order you want. So you mentioned, Sam, about when the song is ready to share, because people often ask about this, don't they?
So we would say don't try not to do it too late in the process, because ideally you're looking for feedback, you're looking for people to share and to shape it. And so because we're, most of us are fairly insecure, we sort of want to work it up to a point where, oh, you know, because people are going to judge me on this. But the reality is, it's actually sometimes better to post something a little bit half-baked,
yeah,
a little bit kind of, well, I've sort of got a verse, or I've sort of got a bit of a chorus, or, you know, if it looks unfinished, people are more likely to give you constructive feedback. If it looks really finished, then people are probably going to go, oh, I don't want to offend them. They've obviously worked this to death. So yeah. And somebody mentioned the other day, like, when we were talking about this, they said, it's good to post things with questions.
Yeah.
Like, I really like my verse one, but I'm just not sure about my verse two, or I still haven't really got a handle on where the chorus is going, or, you know, because that then also gives people the sort of sense of like, okay, I know where they want input here.
Yeah. If you follow me on the Song Club, you'll notice that I very often just post one verse of something. So I quite often get to the point where I've got a verse and it has a kind of shape that I like. And I may have one or two ideas about subsequent verses. I might even say I'm thinking about verses on this. And I think that can be quite nice sometimes, because you've shown people how the song's going to work, but you're really inviting them into how you're then going to subsequently build it into the song it's going to be.
Yeah.
It's also
worth saying at this point, and you can post right up to the end of the month. You can even post after the end of the month.
Yeah.
Shh.
No one's watching.
But if you want feedback, the earlier you post, the more likely you will get feedback. What happens is we have a bit of a final day frenzy, we call it, when people kind of post and comment on the last few days, and it gets a bit frantic. And then we're on to the next thing.
Yeah.
So you will be unlikely to get good, substantive feedback, or even kind of sometimes it develops, you know, not just feedback, but actually discussion with other people where they suggest something and you counter suggest, oh, but what about this? And that's great. But that tends to happen the earlier you post, because if we've been thinking about, you know, one type of song the first month, and then we're shifting to a completely different type of song the second month, people will just have moved on.
Yeah.
So that's just worth bearing in mind.
Yeah. People sometimes say to me, Joel, can you tell everyone they need to go back and comment on, and I said, well, I can, but they won't do it. So I probably won't bother. Sorry. So we're talking about feeding back on people's songs. We call it feedback, call it critique. Feedback sounds slightly more comfortable, but critique is a posh word for it. And it's all about trying to help people improve their song. So we use this expression, constructive feedback. Talk to us, Sam, about how we can do this well.
Well, people often talk about a sort of feedback sandwich. And to be honest, it's often hard to beat that. So try and say something nice to begin with, because then you're going to get people on side. Something you like about it. Be as specific as possible. When someone says, I like this song, I think, well, thanks, mate, but what do you like about it? As soon as they say, I like the chorus, I like that turn of phrase, I like the way you address God, I like you, anything specific is going to help you as a writer. And then the same comes with the second bit, which is something you're critiquing. So again, if you're vague and you say, I don't really like this song, this doesn't
Could
really
be
float my boat. Yeah. If you call this a song, that's not really going to help. But if you can say, and someone said the other day, phrasing it as a question can really help. So have you thought about the fact that your second verse seems to go off on a completely different theme? Is there a way of keeping it within the theme?
Mm.
Something like that. And ideally, probably only one or maybe two bits of sort of critique type feedback, because it can be quite overwhelming. Now, sometimes, like if it was Joel and we were doing this, because I know Joel has got thick skin, I might give him three or four things.
Where's this going?
And Joel would do the same for me. But generally, especially someone you don't know, someone maybe who's new, or, you know, there's a bunch of other people, it's probably best to just think, what's one thing that I could say? Be as specific as possible. Feel free to give examples and feel free to ignore them. You know, but and also there's the function within the thing that when you post, you can also add like a little recording snippet.
Yeah.
And personally, I love it when people give me a little bit, because you sometimes typing it, it's quite hard. Have you thought about going to the third note of the scale on the second beat of the and someone says, I'm just going to give you an example of what I thought, and they just sing it into their phone, upload it, and you go, right, okay, and you can work with that. And then ideally, again, finish with something nice at the end.
Yeah.
Like, just to kind of make the person feel, you know, okay, this is worth pursuing.
But you're a great guy. That's the thing at the end. I so agree with all that. Also, just in terms of not being overwhelmed by things, if you feel like you have to completely fix every song you visit, it's going to be exhausting.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
You make life easy for yourself. Just think, okay, I'll offer a little something here, I'll offer a little something there. They don't have to do the thing you said.
Nope.
And that's so you offer it with that. And I almost always preface it with, if I were writing this song, I would. Because at the end of the day, that's all. And one of the other really popular things is like this, but not this, or like this, but better, which is where you make a suggestion, which is, I think you need... How about doing something like this? But I know what I'm suggesting isn't very good, but you get the idea. Like this, but better. Yeah. I think it is good.
Great.
So, I mean, maybe this is the hardest bit. When you and I first got together to write song, when we literally first met, I think it might be the second time we met or had a proper conversation, we started critiquing each other's songs.
Yep.
And we did it because that's what we thought we'd inherited that model. It turned out it was a slightly different model that we didn't quite understand, but we were just like, right, play your song, right, we're all going to tell you what's wrong with it.
Yeah.
And we used to meet as a group that we called Song Club. And I think most of us, after our first encounter in that, all went home with sort of, and you know, had a long lie down, that sort of thing. Because a lot of us in our context, you might be, you know, in inverted commas, the best songwriter in your context. You might be writing stuff that your church loves to sing and you just think, man, I can do this.
Yeah.
And then you'll come here and people might start making suggestions for improvements. Like what you're writing isn't perfect. And it can be a little bit hard to take.
Yeah.
But it can also be, even if you have a very kind of receptive spirit towards it, it can be quite confusing to know what to do with all these different things. So people say different stuff. Do I have to implement everything everyone says about my song? So help us out here, Sam.
So it's a little bit, I think sometimes a good analogy we've used is like trying on hats. When you go into, you know, a hat shop and you go, hey, look at me in this sombrero, or, you know, this whatever.
But you're sponsored by your hometown for this, aren't you?
Oh, well, Luton. Yeah. We are the Hatters. That was a football reference as well.
It was, yeah.
Just try things on. Kind of go, okay, right. So this person suggested I do it in 3/4 time rather than 4/4. Let me play that.
Here we go. Yeah.
Dun, 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 dun. That was all right, but it's not really for me. Mm. And then you just take the hat off and put it back.
Yeah.
And you can do that. You know, just try things out. I try to have, you know, as many options. Don't limit your options at this stage of kind of building your song. Yeah. Just think, I'll give that a go. But you're just trying on the hat. You can always put it back.
Yeah.
And sometimes you do it and you think, oh yeah, maybe. And then you come back to it a day later and go, I don't know. Actually, I liked it better originally. And so that is totally fine.
Just continuing that metaphor. Yeah. I like this idea that you put on the hat, but you say, I'm going to wear it for a day.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to wear it around the house and I'm going to catch sight of myself in the mirror in it. I probably won't go out because that's crazy. But just so that it sort of takes till the end of the day before you think, I mean, I'm like this when I get a new item of clothing. Yeah. I very often buy a new jumper or something and then I don't wear it for weeks because I sort of I don't quite dare. And you have to wear it and get comfortable with it. And I think it's like that with suggestions people make.
Yeah.
Wear it for a day and catch a glimpse of it and see how it feels.
Yeah, absolutely. And if people are saying things that are conflicting, someone says it's too long, some of the other person says it's not long enough, again, try both versions. Try the long version, try the short version, and then you might decide, oh yeah, the long or the short or in the middle. It just doesn't hurt you to try, but you just remember you're under no obligation to use anyone's advice.
Do you, Sam, again, it's a slight digression, but you know, have you done Myers-Briggs?
No,
personality things. Are you like a I like to get things sewn up personality, or I like to leave things open-ended, leave all the options.
Oh. I don't know.
I mean, you get things done more than I do.
Yeah. I'm quite efficient.
Yeah, I'm quite an open-ended guy.
That probably means I make decisions, isn't it?
Yeah. I'm very happy without answers.
You've said to me that I tend to hold things lightly.
You do.
So when you say, what about this? I tend to go, oh, all right then.
Yeah, I love it.
Even if I've argued it vociferously. Yeah, yeah.
And I say, no, I don't think that's right. And you're like, yeah, okay.
Well, it probably helps in this context to be reasonably kind of open-handed. Yeah. At least, I think this is the thing, like, what stage are you at in the songwriting process?
Yes, that's the key.
When the very beginning, you want to be as open as possible. Mm. You want to just, nothing is stupid, nothing is bad, just get it all out there. Geraldine Latty, one of our best songwriting friends, yeah, she says, start with the edit button turned off. No edits, nothing is bad. It's all good. Just get it out there. I think when you're at this stage where people are offering you advice, you probably want to be quite similar. Probably want to be like, okay, I'll try this. But then you're starting to use your sort of discernment a little bit more of going, oh, I've tried this. I'm not really. And then towards the end, you're really honing it in. But don't people, I think, too early decide, I'm writing this kind of song.
Yeah.
It has to be like this. It has to have these words. It has to have this hook. Whereas actually you can keep the options open a bit longer until.
I think that's really good. I think don't feel like you have to finish your song in the presence of everybody.
Yeah.
This month of interaction is part of the process for you. It actually doesn't matter where the song gets to in that stage, because afterwards you can do what you like with it.
Yeah.
So you could even reach your way to a version of it and think, I never really liked that. Well, that doesn't matter, does it? I mean, unless you're very precious or, you know, concerned what people think of you.
Yeah.
I would say this isn't necessarily where you finalize the song. That said, we should mention there is an option when you're totally happy with a song on Song Club. There is an option to say, great, that's done. I'd like to make this available to people to sing, and it will be other people in the community. And then we have this online songbook where you make a final version and then it pops up in the online songbook and it becomes available to people. We'll explain that a little more next month as we get towards that stage. But I think I just can't stress enough, just try stuff that people say. But also sort of you don't need to say to somebody, no, I think you're wrong, I'm not doing that. You can say, I haven't included that idea yet, but I'll keep playing with it. You just see, that's such a much more generous way to interact with it. One of the reasons we often encourage this model where somebody kind of owns the song rather than begins to share it with more and more people in terms of ownership is that someone has to get it over the line and somebody has to keep it within a consistent voice. I think a song has a voice and you know when someone suggests a chorus or a melody, you think, I mean, it's great, but it just doesn't, it jars with the voice of my song. So quite often the things people suggest won't sit quite right with you. But don't throw them out, because what you need to hear from that, this is what I chose to do anyway, what you need to hear from that is they've spotted something in my song that could be better.
Yeah.
I'm going to chase that down. And even if I don't like their solution, there probably is a better version.
That's great.
Dear listener, I'm afraid I have a reputation with Sam and everybody else for being the guy who you bring your final song to. And I say, can we work on that? Gosh, why? And I don't know, it's just the way I was made. But I won't do this to you in Song Club, don't worry. But what I will tend to do is to say, that's a little bit ambiguous, isn't it? And I generally just, I just think there must be an answer. There must be a better way of doing that bit that we don't have to settle for this. But you might not find it right now. It might take some time. That's okay.
Yeah. Yeah. No, totally.
How's that for general guidance?
That is excellent.
Yeah.
Now, what about...
If we say so ourselves.
Your bit was excellent.
Yours was excellent. I thought you could have done better in the middle, and I really like your hair. There you go. Feedback sandwich.
Feedback sandwich, baby. But, Joel, what about... So some people join the challenge, and this is the first time they've ever written songs. They don't really know how to write songs. They've never really been given much input. Are there other, that was the kind of basics, but are there other things that they can do that will give them a bit more of a steer?
Yeah, we got two things for you. So the first is that our good friends at United Adoration UK, which is led by Elise, who is one of the team captains on the challenge, and there are various other people who work with or volunteer with UA who are part of the 12 Song Challenge. They're going to do some online creative spaces, they call them. I haven't got the exact details here because there's one or two still to be pinned down. But basically, they will be times, regular times in the month, where you kind of spend a day or half a day together and you meet online and you share some thoughts and you go away and work on stuff, come back and share your thing. And just so you get some kind of visible, visual, verbal, instant feedback and a sense of connection with people. So those sort of, they run alongside the challenge. They're run by UA. They're open to people who are not in the 12 Swan Challenge as well. But generally speaking, that's the kind of clientele there. And so that can
and
be
they
really
tend to follow the theme, right?
Yeah, so they will take the theme. Exactly. Yeah. So they're kind of, they're very much connected to the challenge. And they're quite a good place to kind of arrive and say to a person, what do you think I should do? And that person and some people will say, okay, well, how about this? Or how about that? Or how about staying on a call with me and we'll have a go at something together? So those things happen. But the other thing is, if songwriting is quite new to you, but you want to have a go, which is why you're here, we are starting a new thing, which we call the skills track. And once every 2 months, we were going to cover a different skill in songwriting. So this month we're starting with structure. We'll look at things like rhyme schemes. We'll look at things like melodies and other stuff at other times. And you'll find that in Song Club. There'll be a special room. There'll be a video that you can interact with. And there'll be a place for discussion around it. So this is a totally optional bit, but it's just to kind of cover some of the fundamentals. So, you know, sometimes we assume that everybody knows what a verse is for, what a chorus is for, what a bridge is for, and so on. But actually, we may have encountered them a lot, but never really thought about what they do. So there are some structures, there are some principles you can apply. And so Chris Juby's doing the first one. And he's going to go from sort of big song structure right down to sort of structure within a verse and things like that. Awesome. So I think it's going to be really good. So I think there'll be stuff there for everybody to learn and worth watching, but it's particularly there to help people who are new to this thing and need a bit of help. You don't have to then spend the whole of the first 2 months trying to copy one of the structures that were said or whatever it might be. It's just, we're going to work our way through it over the course of the year, over different skills, see where we get to. 12 Song Challenge. It's time for the first challenge of the season!
Yeah.
And the challenge for April is generosity songs.
Generosity.
I like this as a first challenge because it's quite a, if I may say, generous challenge.
Oh, with this generosity, you're being very generous.
Exactly. Because I think it's one of these ideas, it's a principle which we can take several different angles on. What we're going to do now, if you're new to the challenge, you won't know this, but we're going to make a series of suggestions for ways that you could approach this theme. You don't have to follow any of those suggestions. Certainly don't try to follow all of those suggestions. Make of the theme what you will. As what we do is, as we talk through the suggestions, we hope that kind of fleshes out the theme. And other times we sometimes get someone in to help us think about a theme and other stuff, so this is what's going to happen. These suggestions are not each verse of your song. These are a bunch of different ways you could approach this theme of generosity. Shall we start with the first one? I'll do the first one. Yes. We'll work from there. Okay. So one way you could approach this is a song which is about God's generosity to us. So the Bible is full of description of how God is it's sort of his abundant provision, his abundant grace and love towards us, how he has just given us so much, whether it's in our lives, in the beauty of creation and so on. You know, there's talk in the New Testament, blessed us with every spiritual blessing in Christ and so on. And the thing I was thinking about with this is, you know, when you watch those documentaries where they've got a new deep sea sub and they've gone down and they've discovered these fish that light up and look bizarre and all this kind of...
Yeah, you think,
Why have you made those, God? You know, like, we haven't seen... This is the first time we've seen them. And then you think, there's this whole universe out there that we're never going to see it. Or like, it's like God has given us way more than we could ever enjoy. You don't have to write that. But that's an idea. Just this generosity of God. There's some great scriptures that connect with that.
No, I love that. So that's a big picture, and then maybe kind of zooming in a little bit, we've also got kind of the ultimate expression of God's generosity, which is the self-giving love of Jesus.
Yeah.
So you might think about, you know, God giving of himself in Jesus in the incarnation, coming to us, the sort of generosity of that, of you know, leaving behind the glory of heaven and coming and living among us. Or perhaps, you know, the pinnacle of God's self-giving on the cross. Mm. So the sort of generosity of Jesus giving his life for us. I mean, there's tons there, isn't there?
Yeah.
And I suppose what strikes me is there's lots of songs on those themes, except I'm not sure they've done it through the lens of generosity.
Yeah, sure.
So this is an interesting one.
Yeah. A third suggestion is to think about generosity from our point of view as generous giving towards God. So that being a kind of an act of worship, an act of discipleship, act of devotion to God, about giving. But you could also, I was thinking, it could be a song which is about this, but it could also be a song for that moment in church when you do the offering. So you could be really specific here, because we try to encourage, you know, congregational songs for local churches. You might write a song which is the one you sing before the offering, during the offering. It might have that kind of bossa nova beat that you dance to as you go up in church to make your offering. I mean, you have to hold together these different scriptures about God loves a cheerful giver, but also don't let your right hand know what your left hand is doing, and that kind of thing. I think if you see me dance up to make an offering, you will be fairly sure I'm not letting my left hand know what my right hand is doing.
Or even your left leg. No. There's also an interesting, I mean, this is a side note, but many, many churches either don't have an offering, or it's an offering that is very different to what it used to be.
Yeah, that's true.
In the olden days. So, or in, you know, different cultures in the world today. So, I mean, our church actually does have, we bring the plate forward.
Yeah.
But that's only got a few fivers in, and there's always a kind of, and this represents all the giving that's gone on through the week and the giving that's gone on through the, you know, bank account and da da da. And then in Sweden, they have a thing called, my wife's Swedish, and they have a thing called Swish.
Oh, I like it already.
Which is basically like a kind of a simple kind of bank transfer thing where you just have a number and you just put it in your phone and you swish them money. And so they'll be singing a song and the Swish number will come on the screen and people just get out their phones, tick, 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 whoosh.
This is brilliant. But
what song do you write for that?
But the Swish song. I mean, isn't Swish a great word to have in a song?
Yeah, it rhymes with dish.
Swish. Swish. I think it could be really fun.
So yeah. I don't know. That's an interesting one.
I think that's great. I was thinking that you have the QR code song, because that's the other thing that quite often happens.
Yeah,
just at that point, up comes the world's biggest QR code on a screen at the front of the church, and everyone pretends to scan it and then puts the phone away.
Another one is the idea of the power of generosity. So actually, that giving, we might think of giving as a, you know, we're giving to others, we're blessing others, but actually giving is an act that transforms us.
Yes.
I find this incredibly challenging. I'm someone who grew up in a context that was quite spendthrift, is what I would say. And
explains,
I was kind of
so much.
Yeah. So I'm like always looking for a bargain. I'm always looking, where can we save money? And the whole idea of generosity is quite challenging to me, if I'm honest. But I'm aware that actually it does change me. And I remember hearing a sermon once where someone was saying, you know, they said, there's different ways you can look at what, you know, why do we give? Do we give because there's a world in need? Do we give because we've got to keep the wheels of the church running around? Do we give because God is worthy of our giving? Do we give because it will guard us against, you know, it'll change us, basically. Yeah. It'll transform us. And this very learned Bible scholar said, in the Bible, it's mostly the last one.
That's interesting.
It's mostly that we're giving, because if we don't give, there's shadowy stuff in us that wants to be selfish and wants to kind of eat us from the inside.
Yeah, we're giving because actually that is our correct human disposition. Almost to not give is a negative act rather than to give is a positive act.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's definitely stuff in sort of books about spiritual disciplines and things that would include this sort of thing, isn't there? I was just picturing when you were talking about this, when I was imagining in your house that sometimes you're kind of, oh, yeah, no, we can't afford to give to that. I mean, it's just it's a waste of money. And so I was going, yeah, but Sam, why don't we just swish? We should just swish it all over. That's how I picture it now.
We're always swishing in our house.
Always swishes. So I thought as well, another approach would be a song which is basically a prayer to cultivate a generous spirit in us. And, you know, so there's one thing about sort of being financially generous, which is good, be generous with your time, which is good, but actually generous with your opinions, generous with your attitude towards other people. I mean, that, you know, when you meet someone who just has an incredibly generous attitude towards other people, situations, and that's something we could include as a kind of prayer, and you can sort of imagine how that would have, what kind of impact that could have both in your small context, but also in our society, if God cultivates a generous spirit in us.
And then finally, this just, I guess this is a kind of big picture thing again, is what Joel's called here, the generous kingdom. So kind of God's kingdom values. So how do we, you know, express, I guess, this big picture of when we come into God's, things are upside down, aren't they? I guess, you know, in the world, it's put yourself first, it's build your own empire, build your barns. But there's an upside downness to God's kingdom. And that is a generous, you know, it's more blessed to give than to receive.
Yeah.
So that kind of thing.
I can see with this one how there'll be some different kind of theological positions that might take on some of this, the kind of the notion of giving and blessing and how they relate to one another and all that kind of thing. It's just kind of like we said at the beginning, we just want to try and say, just help people to write the song that makes sense where they are. And, you know, if you think slightly differently about the thing they're saying, you can say it, but you'd do it differently in your song rather than they necessarily have to in theirs.
Yep.
I thought I could give everyone a head start. So I've looked up some rhymes for generosity. And I mean, there aren't many, but just in case this helps, generosity rhymes with atrocity.
Handy.
Ferocity. Monstrosity.
I'm having that.
And velocity.
You can have that one.
Thank you. Well, that is just about all we've got time for in this first episode. Let me just also draw your attention, if you are new and you would love to meet up with all these different people involved in 12 Song Challenge, we do have a residential retreat in June 14th to the 18th at Wydell Hall, the Resound Worship Songwriting Retreat. It fills up pretty quickly, but there's dorm space, there is space for camping as well, and rooms do appear from time to time. So do check that out. We'd love to meet you in real life. But we are going to finish now, as we always do, with a featured song. And that featured song is the song that I mentioned at the beginning of the podcast, written by a member of our community at the Wydell Retreat that I just mentioned. It's by Emma Billington. It's called Spirit, Come Refresh Me Now. Until next time, bye-bye.
Bye.
Like summer rain. spirit.